On the line with me is our brand new number one. Well, he was last week. Will he be this week? There's only one way to find out. You got to listen on the CTM Top 40. It is Matt Gardner with his song Hometown Drama. Matt Gardner, Mr. Number One, how are you doing?
Hey, Danielle, I'm very well. Thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I've got to tell you, we were at an outside broadcast, and the last hour of the show, because people vote for it, it's always a surprise to me. I know within like the last 15 minutes, but as we hit that last hour, I have no idea who's going to be number one. And so I was looking at it and I was like, oh, it's between Matt and Lee Cole. And I have a feeling, but I'm not going to say anything. So I carried on with the show. And as soon as we got to that 15 minutes just before and I saw it hit, I was like, someone needs to tell Matt. Someone has to tell him to listen because he's going to lose his mind. Were you stoked? Were you listening? How did you find out?
Yes, we were listening. We're listening on the veranda at home, actually, and my girlfriend was video recording me.
Oh, I love that. And how does it feel to be number one? I mean, I'll never be number one, so you've got to like tell me how it feels.
It is literally the most surreal feeling ever, like knowing something that I made in my bedroom is like the number one song on one of the biggest radio stations we've got in South Africa. It's an absolute honor. It's absolutely crazy.
Okay, so we obviously have spoken about Hometown Drama a couple of times, but just a reminder, you wrote the song from a series based off of a series that you watched on Netflix. You did it in your bedroom and now it's number one. Tell us a little bit about Hometown Drama before we get into the next one.
So, Hometown Drama, for anybody who hasn't heard the story yet, I was watching this show called The Summer I Turned Pretty, and I thought to myself, the whole thing that was going on there, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but the whole thing that was going on, I thought there was quite a cool like song storyline to go with that, and I just put myself in the shoes of the main character and just did it as if I was her, and yeah, it came out pretty cool, I think.
What does it feel like to have a song that you wrote in your bedroom? I mean, obviously you love all the songs that you write, but this one in particular is done like really well. It's everywhere. What does it feel like? Does it feel real?
No, it doesn't feel real at all. I will say though, when I was making that, it was an evening. I can't remember exactly which day. It was last year sometime, but I was sitting in my room and I had this guitar thing going and I was writing these words over it. And some of the lines I wanted to do was always I always wanted to throw Romeo and Juliet into a song, just because I've always wanted to. And I started writing these things, and the melody seemed quite catchy. And all of a sudden, I just thought to myself, I was like, okay, this one's actually pretty sick. I think it could do something pretty cool. And quite luckily for me, it has. And I am still in awe. It's crazy. Every time I hear it on the radio, or I hear someone ask me about it, or I hear it at like a restaurant or something, it's absolutely insane.
Matt, how has your life changed since the song went big?
Got it's changed in a very, very incredible way. The beginning of this year, a guy named Andrew Mitchley heard me on the radio, and he basically got Carla van den Berg to email me, and then we started discussing my songwriting and all of that kind of stuff, and I ended up getting a record deal with one of the biggest and best record labels in the world, in my opinion, David Gresham Records, and that has changed my life immensely. And they're absolutely amazing people, and I just know that the songs that are going to come out of this relationship are going to be absolutely incredible.
It's a good family to be part of. I actually know both of those people and I love them dearly. They are a really, really great company to be part of. So, congratulations. We've said this already, but congrats.
Thank you so much, Dan. Yeah, they're amazing people, and as you said, it's an amazing family, and it's just amazing to be a part of it.
Okay, so we have a new single that I already played on Monday as a Jack o' Hard Head. It's called Right Wrong. Matt, before we chat about the single, is this off of a body of work? Are we getting an album? What are we getting from Matt Gardner in 2024?
So this song is potentially going to be on a nice little body of work, my first ever body of work. I can't say too much though. But it is a very, very special song, and I think it's very, very cool. I personally love it a lot.
Okay, so talk to me about what is the message with right wrong? What is the vibe? What do you want us to take from it?
So this song, Right Wrong, as you'll see by the title, it's right and then in brackets wrong. It's kind of like the whole song follows the same pattern, where it's like you do something right in love, but conversely, there's always something that you do wrong, and it's just trying to like navigate a relationship and trying to navigate your love life. And it, no matter what you do right, there's always going to be something wrong.
Do you feel like that?
No, I don't feel like that personally.
Are
Not at the
we
moment.
not at the moment? Okay. Are we getting a Matt Gardner sound, or are you experimenting with other songs on off of this possible maybe body of work that we might get later, maybe?
I think this song is definitely hurtling towards my sound. It's hurtling towards the matchy sound, I think. And it's very, very guitar driven, very, very cool, like compressed drums. It's really, really awesome. So I'm really excited to see how people feel about this one, because I think it's going towards exactly what I want to be like.
So Matt, where do we follow you? Where do we find you if you're doing a tour, if you're coming close to where we stay? Like, where can we find all the info?
So you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Matt Gardner Official. And then, yeah, I make posts all the time about the shows I'm playing and the new stuff that's coming out. And it's just a fun place to hang out on the internet.
Awesome. Do us a favor and introduce your new single here on Jacaranda FM, please, sir.
Hey guys, this is Matt Gardner, and this is my new single, Right Wrong. I hope you guys love it as much as I do.